Well, look, for motor racing fans and all you rev heads, the only place to be this weekend is Olympic Park. The running of the Sydney 500, the last event of the year for the V8 supercars, is a 37-lap race from 2:30 p.m. on Saturday and a 74-lap race from 3:40 on Sunday. But the cars are on track from 8:30 on Friday, and then it's non-stop action. There's a website with all the details, v8supercars.com.au. Now, in terms of the V8 supercar title, it's already been claimed by Jamie Wincup, who's won it for the sixth time. Since 2007, Jamie has never finished outside the top two places in the championship point score. No other driver in our history has ever done that. But this weekend, Jamie will have some competition from a bloke who's been absent from the V8 scene for a few years. But can he drive? Marcus Ambrose is a two-time V8 title winner, but for the last 9 years, he's been racing in the NASCAR series in the United States, one of just a handful of Australians to have raced at that level, or at least to be accepted into that level. But he's come back home to race for the new DJR Team Penske in the V8s, and Sydney is his first race, and then it'll be a full hit out next season. He's on the line. Marcus, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. That was quite an introduction there, mate. You've done your research.
Have to. Just like you have to. Welcome home.
Yeah, thank you, mate. I have been doing my research too. This race this weekend at Homebush is one of the toughest circuits on the schedule. It's a full-on street track. I haven't raced a street course probably for around 9 years when I left the series back at the end of 2005. So certainly got my work cut out for me this weekend, but we do want to take the fight to Jamie Wincup and the 888 team. Just going to take us a bit of time, and this weekend's race is our first step towards achieving that goal.
It's amazing. Now, going to America, that's tough stuff. I mean, why did you go there? Did you thought that was the big time and you wanted to crack it?
Yeah, well, it certainly was a big time. It's where you get paid the biggest money to race, the longest races, the biggest crowds, the biggest sponsorships. But I've got to tell you, it didn't look that hard on TV when they're turning left all day. I thought it was only half the job. It turns out that when you go on those high-speed ovals, you're actually saving the car more than driving it. Is really all about just drifting the car all the way around. And it was a really tough discipline, and it certainly caught me by surprise.
I read an article which said that NASCAR is almost a closed shop to outsiders because the fans are fiercely nationalistic and want their drivers to be American heroes. So it's one hell of a breakthrough to get in.
It was, you know, and that's the stigma of it, but it's actually not the case. I think what naturally eliminates international drivers is it's so different to what other forms of racing are around the world. And the talent level in America racing the short track ovals and then they progress up to the big ranks, the depth is so high that international guys don't normally cut it. And so for me personally, I never had any of that friction come back on me about not being American. It was all about just surviving over there on speed and speed alone.
But I mean, you started out with truck racing, I think, didn't you, in 2000?
I did, yeah. Truck series in 2006. They still go 350 kilometres an hour. So they're not slow, but they just they have a deck lid on the back.
And how much of a difference there between driving a V8 here and driving in NASCAR?
Yeah, it's like trying to compare a really bad handling 1960s Falcon to a current generation Falcon. It's totally different. The suspension rules there and the horsepower, that they're really archaic. They're designed to be very, very difficult to drive, and they are. But they have a lot of horsepower, bad handling, not enough brakes and not enough tyre. So when you come back to Vert Supercar, and I've done two test days now, it's been really nice to jump back into a car that actually handles like a car. So I think that a V8 supercar is more like a sports car. A NASCAR is more like a 1960s vehicle.
But also, it's nearly all road racing here. I understand that over there, it's nearly all tracks where you hit speeds, as you said, of 340 kilometres an hour. It's pretty full on.
It is. It is very high-speed racing, close quarters racing too. We're always running into each other and hitting the fence all the time. It really is spectacular over there, but I got to tell you, I haven't thought much about it since I left a couple of weeks ago, and I'm really looking forward to this new opportunity, which is...
You're home for good now?
Yes, certainly, yep. I fly back after Homebush this weekend to pick up the family and scoot them back. We'll be back in Australia by Christmas, and that'll be it.
So you've joined now Dick Johnson Racing, but that American team owner, Roger Penske, has got a controlling interest, and I understand that played a big part in your decision to sign up. Penske has a big rap on you. He said, you've probably been the best NASCAR road racer in the last 7 or 8 years, And without you, they wouldn't have got involved in the V8s. There you go.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing for Roger to say. And he's an incredible man, and he runs an incredible company, but he's got an even better race team. And his race team is winning in every category that it chooses to compete. It will be no different here, but it will take him time to piece it all together and get going. But it's a world-class organisation, and Australia's lucky to have him come down here and be part of the series.
It's very exciting. So you're going to cause a bit of damage this weekend by the sound of it.
Oh, well, I'm going to try my very best to be on my best behaviour, but, you know, I tend to... The racer comes out at me a little bit too easily, so we'll see how it goes. But the good news is that Jamie Wincup's already won the championship, so I'm not going to impact the championship outcome any. I hope to be competitive. It's going to take me a little bit of time through the weekend to get there, but by Sunday afternoon, hopefully we'll be somewhere close to the front having a good time.
Sounds very, very exciting. Welcome home, Marcus. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you, Alan. Anytime.
There he is. Marcus Ambrose makes it really exciting, doesn't it, when you think about what he's done, having succeeded so much in America. That's the Sydney 500. He's added a whole new dimension to it. On this weekend at Olympic Park, go to v8supercars.com.au. Marcus Ambrose.